Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Asha Maharaj, coming to you live from Durham College in Toronto, Canada. And today we're going to talk about guided imagery. It's one of the forms of meditation. It's actually the cheapest form of any kind of relaxation therapy that anyone can do. And it doesn't take very long. It doesn't need any equipment. It just needs you and a comfortable chair and a few minutes of your time. Now, guided imagery is as old as psychotherapy itself, but it's only been recently introduced to North America, I believe during the time of the hippie revolution in the 60s. The approach uses intrapersonal imagery and is a cutting-edge form of treatment being used in major hospitals and treatment centers worldwide. Guided imagery has been called visualization, mental imagery, guided affective imagery, and interactive imagery. Whatever it's called, the process is the same. Guided imagery illustrates how the processes allow the individual to have instant access to the deep, hidden issues of fear, anger, identity, power struggles, defensiveness, and other issues that prevent us from being real with ourselves and therefore with others. Western medicine is now embracing alternative healing methods such as yoga, meditation, and guided imagery. It has been used in cancer treatment with cancer treatment patients who all have reported a very, very positive outcome. So what I would like to do with you today is ask you to just sit in a comfortable chair. It does not have to be on the floor. In a chair, just relax your body, stretch your arms out as far as they can go. Perhaps you can raise them above your head, bring them back out again. Take two or three very deep breaths. Hold it for a moment, then slowly exhale. Let's do that once again. Take a deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and then slowly let it out. Once again, deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and then let it out. What we're doing now is getting our minds focused. So you can either, if you want to focus on one point in the room, on a wall, on a picture, you can do that. Or if you just want to gently close your eyes, you can do that too. Because it all depends on you, where you are. You can take a couple minutes to do this and feel refreshed. So if you're ready, so am I. So now you are in a relaxed frame of mind. You are sitting in a quiet place. You may have music playing with soft running waters, making gentle murmuring sounds as they slowly pass over the pebbles and go slowly away. There's a gentle breeze caressing your skin as you lift your face to the sky. You look up and see the fluffy, white, cottony clouds float effortlessly away, away, away. You hear the faint chirping of the birds and the cry of a gull as it searches for its mate. You lift your arms as wide as you can stretch them and then gently bring them above your head. You do this one, two, three times, very, very slowly. You take a deep breath in through your nostrils, hold it ever so much, then release the breath through your nose. You feel the toxins, the fatigue, the worries, the pressures slowly go out of your body. You repeat this breathing exercise two, three times more. You continue to slowly breathe in and slowly breathe out. All your tensions are going out of your muscles, out of your body. You take the tips of your fingers and gently press them together. Then you wrap them around your hands once, twice, gently massaging each finger and your hands. And the tiredness is all going away. You sit quietly, listening to the gentle lapping of the water, feeling the quiet breeze on your body. And you are floating away like the clouds. Your breathing becomes slower and deeper. And you stretch your arms out as far as they can go, away from your body, and gently bring the palms of your hands back over your head, and then clasp your hands gently in front of your body, and slowly bring them to your chest. Then slowly, ever so slowly, open your eyes and breathe. Breathe ever so slowly, ever so deeply, ever so refreshed, so that you feel every pore of your body, to the tips of your fingers, the tips of your toes, feeling replenished, refreshed, recharged, re-energized, as your entire body now feels energized. Your head is clear of all the so-called problems you thought you had before. You are now ready for the next steps of your day. Breathe in slowly, very deeply. Hold it for a moment and breathe out ever so slowly. Again, let's do that once again. Breathe in deeply and slowly. Hold the breath for a moment and gently let it go out of your body, along with all the negative thoughts, all the problems, all the tension in your body. Okay, again, take a deep breath slowly into your body. Hold it for a moment and then gently let that breath go out of your body. Stretch your arms out now as wide as they can go to the sides of your body. Bring them back as far as you can stretch them. Bring them back now above your head. Let the two palms and the tips of your fingers meet each other. Clasp them together and bring them slowly down in front of you. Take one final deep breath. Hold it and release it. Now just open your fingers and gently shake your hands to the sides of the chair. Open the fingers back as far as they can go and close them back in a very gentle fist. Do that two or three times with each hand and you are going to be feeling so relaxed. There's no more tension in your body. You are now ready to face everything that comes. You are breathing in control. You are taking control of your body, of your circumstance, of your breathing, and you are controlling all the tensions from getting into your body. So deep breaths, slowly taking it in, holding it there, and then letting it go. Now that you have learned how to do this all by yourself, when you think you feel overwhelmed, you feel tired, you cannot sleep, There's too many things on your mind. Just find a comfortable chair, loose clothing, and sit and gently close your eyes. Put on some very soothing music and take very slow, deep breaths. Hold it for a moment and then release. Do this for as long as you can. And with each breath that you take out, you take in, you're bringing in new energy, new air, new everything positive. And every breath that you let out, all the toxins, all the tiredness, all the pain, all the frustration is going out of your body. So this is one of the best, cheapest, and simplest forms of self-care that we can do. This is how we take care of ourselves before we can take care of anyone around us. If we are not able to take care of ourselves, we cannot then be able to take care of anyone else. So with just this very, no equipment needed except you and a comfortable chair. So there you have the recipe of getting the most out of every single moment by taking control of just your breathing. This deep breathing is called, it's a very ancient form of breathing and exercise. It's called pranayama. The word prana actually means life breath. So when you take the breath in, you're taking in new breath, new energy. So until we meet again, this is your host, Asha Maharaj from Toronto, Canada, from Durham College, wishing you all the best, and we will talk again soon. Bye now. Peace.